The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. What I'm going to share with you today is important on the times that we're in. It is important for us to listen and to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the body of Christ. It is important because of the challenges that we're facing right now. But even before God allowed things to happen, He already shared it with us. So last week, I woke up early with the Lord explaining things to me, clarifying things to me. He gave me instruction and prophetic instruction for the body of Christ. I was shaking when I realized what is happening on what the body of Christ is not doing or doing in these times. Now that we're facing big challenge, but we will overcome this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I was shaking for a long time, and I cannot stop praying in the Spirit for a long, long time. It was so clear, and I am very grateful that God showed it to me so that I can share it with you. And you and I are going to follow those instructions, and we're going to make the necessary correction. What the Spirit of the Lord is reminding us at this time is to focus on His promises. Focus in obeying His instruction. Do not give in to fear. Do not give in to anger or hatred towards our enemies. Because why? He is faithful. He will never judge the righteous with the wicked. When judgment comes in, it is bad for the wicked, it is good for us. Let us keep this in mind. Because in 2016, it was released in December 31st, 2015, that God is going to manifest in the United States that this country is going to turn around towards righteousness. A big major thing that God is going to do is we are going to experience a political revival, which is now the result of President Trump winning in the presidential election. And at the same time, when the Lord said that when this country started turning towards righteous governance, that there will be a great move of God and also the manifestation of the transfer of wealth, influence and affluence amongst the body of Christ. And this is what God is doing, what God has promised. We need to focus on that instead of spreading negativity and a bad attitude on what is happening. And at the same time, in December 31st, 2018, I shared these prophecies numerous times through this broadcast. In December 31st, 2018, God gave me a prophetic vision concerning the United States of America and how will it affect the whole world. It was very, very clear. It was about 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was praying and preparing for the prophetic conference. And God gave me a vision of a very large tree, a dark tree, that He didn't plant, that is in Washington, D.C. And this humongous tree has a very, very deep root. And the whole world is feeding off this wicked root. And surprisingly, even Christian ministries are feeding off this wicked root. And it was very clear that the ministries are small. They cannot grow because they're under the shadow of this humongous dark tree that was in Washington, D.C. And we're supposed to be rooted and grounded in Christ Jesus, right? In the Word of God. But they have a root. Many, many, many ministries have also a root that is being supported by this wicked tree that is in Washington, D.C. I saw the hand of God pulling this root. And as he start pulling it, those roots that are attached to this root, whether ministries or continents, the roots that are smaller, they are starting to dry up and they're starting getting uprooted off the ground. And I heard the voice of the Lord telling me, Christina, only my hand will be able to uproot this wicked tree. And the manifestation of this uprooting, it started manifesting in Europe. That's why God sent me to Europe and in Asia. God is going to expose this root and all its wickedness while pulling it out. Just like I said, some of those smaller roots have already been pulled out and they have already been cut off. And I saw ministries, as soon as that root was cut off, their roots that are rooted and grounded in the Word of God, they started growing taller. They started getting stronger. And because of this uprooting, there will be major changes, major upheavals of global proportion that will start manifesting here on earth. And this is where we're at right now. But you know what, my brothers and sisters? The deep root is still being uprooted by God gradually so that we will not get destroyed. So that we will not get destroyed as a nation and we will not get destroyed as a body of Christ. Many prophecies have been released concerning the plan of God for United States of America. And all of those are good because they're from God. And for the past 2 years, several years actually, the Spirit of the Lord has been warning us of these major shakeups, major changes, major upheavals. But at the same time, supernatural things, blessings, miracles will manifest in the body of Christ. Many miracles or move of God that have not been recorded in the history of the church. So let us focus on how faithful and merciful our loving God is. This is just the beginning of the shakeup and the uprooting. Probably we're halfway there. I don't know. That is my assumption. But when I saw it, when all these roots are being uprooted that are feeding off this major root that is in Washington, D.C., yes, there were many uprootings and cutting away, but it's still not finished. So let us brace ourselves, but at the same time, we need to focus on what God is doing and what His promises, in spite of what we see and hear, in spite of all the negative things that are happening all around us, we need to focus on Him. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, finally, brothers or brethren, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. This is a way of God. This is the way that the manifestations of the blessings upon the body of Christ will manifest when we focus on the good report. And what God revealed to me is that many of His people, that is you and I as Christians, continue to focus on the bad reports, on whatever is happening in this country. And we continue to engage in partisan politics. And God is likening us, those who spread negative words or are instilling fear that are supposed to be Christians. God is likening these people to the 10 spies that brought bad report. And they were able to put fear upon the people of God. And it caused the nation of Israel, that generation, not receiving God's promise. They were not able to enter the promised land except for Joshua and Caleb. Why is that? The attitude or issue of the heart has to be this. I want you to listen very carefully. As a Christian, our love for our Lord Jesus Christ must be greater than our hatred towards the wicked, towards our enemies, towards the evildoers. Our love for Him has to be greater because He's the truth and He's faithful. When our love for our Lord Jesus Christ is greater, then, in spite of all the bad things or the challenges that are happening all around us, we will continue to focus on His promises like Joshua and Caleb at this time. Because we know all good things come from the Lord. And He already warned us 2 years that He is going to do this. He's going to uproot corruption and wickedness in the Washington, D.C. area. We need to stop tweeting, posting on Facebook, or sharing others on what will lead to fear, hatred, or anger. Our trust and confidence in our Lord Jesus Christ must not be shaken. God will continue to reveal, to clarify, to uphold His ways of doing things, and He will continue to uproot wickedness in the United States of America. And He will continue to do that in your personal life too, as well as in mine. And you know what? United States of America helped the communist China economically to where they're at. The Communist Party, I'm not against the people because we have about 80, 90 millions of brothers and sisters that are in China right now. And I've been praying, and I hope you're praying for them to take the helm. See, the wicked communist leaders of China, fed up with the corrupted politicians and corrupted policies that is in the Washington, D.C., we practically created them economically. We led them to where they're at right now. But they fed off from our resources, from our intellectual properties, because they were able to use and to bribe and to manipulate greed and corruption amongst our politicians. That is one of the evil root that God is uprooting. And I want you to remember, and we always need to remind ourselves, that this wicked root that is in Washington, D.C. is operating on both or all of the political parties. Yes, it's very obvious that the other party is far, far worse than the other, but there is no doubt there are corruptions on both parties. And I want to remind you, sin is still a sin. So get on God's side and don't allow any political parties to claim or take a hold of you. They're supposed to serve us. And the American people are waking up. And that's why we have people on the streets. Because this is the only country in the whole world that is patterned after what Jesus told the disciples. If you want to be the greatest of all, you have to be the servants of all. So our founding fathers have designed and organize or create an institution that the political leaders, from the president down, that they were chosen by the people and they're supposed to serve. So now, God is still on the throne. Glory to God. And this is how far wickedness or corruption in Washington, D.C. they have gone too far. So God will continue to uproot and will continue to shake things in Washington, D.C., all across this United States of America, and all the countries in the whole world. God will continue to shake everything that can be shaken so that the things of God shall remain. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 27. And we must continue to stand, to fight, engage in spiritual warfare, and must continue to stand that the foundation of this country, that this one nation under God, will manifest very, very soon. Now, everything in the scripture and what we need to do is, even if it's in the Word of God, we need to really find out the will and the heart of God on a certain specific condition and a certain matter. Amen? We cannot just block everything and say, this is the move of God. But we can find in the scriptures everything, including the unmasking on what is happening now in Washington, D.C., what is covering the news together with coronavirus. And coronavirus, by the way, United States of America and Israel, we're going to find the cure because we are praying. This coronavirus will be completely destroyed. Amen? So don't you say any negative words that it is here to stay. We preserve things here on earth. We are the salt of the earth. So we need to preserve godly things. Okay, let me go back to unmasking before I run out of time. In Psalm 64, verses 5 through 8, here it is. God showed this to me. Psalm 64, verse 5 through 8, concerning unmasking, concerning all this corruption that they think that we will never find out. It says, they encourage each other in evil plans. They talk about hiding their snares. They say, who will see them? They plot injustice and say, we have devised a perfect plan. Surely, the mind and heart of men are cunning. Verse 7, but God will shoot them with arrows. Suddenly, they will be struck down. He will turn, listen to this, he will turn their own tongues against them and bring them to ruin. All who see them will shake their heads in scorn. What is happening now with the declassification or unmasking of testimonies and any other things, evil plots that even the media play the major part and continues to play a major part on this. Now the whole world is watching and listening from their own mouth on what they said in the past. What they broadcasted before, all the lies, are now being exposed and played for the world to see. What they do concerning unmasking and their evil plans, now it is coming back to them, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. They are harvesting what they have sowed in secret. Keep that in mind. Now it is the media's turn to be exposed. It is the corrupt politicians to be exposed. First, it is happening now. Many of those in the Democratic Party. And next will be the corrupt politicians in the Republican Party and other local governmental authorities. The issues of the heart will be exposed for the body of Christ to see. This has to be a unifying force for all of us that God is sovereign above all of these things. So it is God's hand who is pulling this wicked root that has been in Washington, D.C. for many, many, many years. So the Lord is saying to us, separate yourself. Come out from among them. Stop spreading bad reports through media, through Facebook, through tweets and others' account. Instead, let us share the good word on how faithful our God is, and he's going to turn this country towards righteousness. Amen? So thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. I repeat, don't share negative reports, and don't say that nothing is going to happen to them because they became so corrupt and became so powerful that justice will not be served. We serve a loving God who is just and holy. So stop saying those negative reports, but look upon Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. He's still on the throne. sitting at the right hand of God, waiting for us to make his enemies a footstool for his feet. And at the same time, do not rejoice in the punishment of the wicked, because we want God to completely uproot this wickedness from our government. So the result of this, that the wicked media, the politicians that have done evil plots in secret are now being exposed. What will be the result is in Psalm chapter 64, verse 9. The result of all of this, so be patient. Always be in prayer and praise. Amen? Psalm 64, 9, it says, all mankind will fear. They will proclaim the words of God and ponder what he has done. See, he gets all the glory. It will benefit his people, and it will benefit you as well, because he will be pleased with you. So let us be united in love so that God will not withdraw his hand of judgment against wickedness in this country. Why? Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 7 through 10. If at any time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be uprooted, torn down, and destroyed, and if that nation I warn repents of its evil, then I will relent and not inflict on it the disaster I had planned. And if at another time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be built up and planted, and if it does evil in my sight and does not obey me, then I will reconsider the good I had intended to do for it. Remember, we as Christians, we are a holy nation. We are subject to this condition as far as the good plan of God for our life, for our ministry, for our country. So don't fully believe in what you hear in the media. And always remember, we must demonstrate to our Lord Jesus Christ in words and in deeds that our love for him is greater than our hatred, is greater than our anger towards our enemies. So God bless you for tuning in. And also, I wanted to remind you, on May 31st, which is next week Sunday, is the Feast of the Weeks or Pentecost. So help us, let us celebrate that the move of the Holy Spirit will come upon this nation, and it will propel and it will accelerate the time of recovery, the time of restoration, and we will be greater nation and righteous nation more than ever. And it will be in our watch. Continue to focus on the faithfulness of our God. Holy Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we nullify every negative words, every negative thoughts, every negative reports that we submitted at your hearing. We nullify them in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that we will remember whatever is so true. If there's any praise or excellence, we're going to think about these things. We're going to think about you, that you are the front and center of our life. And I thank you by the sound of my voice, the manifestations of healing and deliverance for my brother and for my sister in Jesus' name to manifest right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for confirmation for my brother who is wanting an instruction and a clarity of the next steps that he's going to take. Continue to move forward, brother, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you. And John, believe in what you hear from the Lord. It's your heart's desire to obey him, and do not fear in making mistakes. God is going to guide you along the way. Amen? We are live streaming all of our services, Sunday morning at 10:30 and an evening service every Sunday at 7:30. Same thing with Wednesday. So you can watch us and join us, and God bless you for tuning in. Remember, get excited on what God is doing in this country. His hand is upon the United States of America. While we are still standing, you and I, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, United States of America will not fall, not under our watch. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.